Blog Talk Radio.
As you
off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do. And my whole world turns misty blue.
What am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to cling to.
You got me going in circles.
Oh, oh, round and round I go.
You got me going in circles.
Oh,
I need to make it.
Oh, it's growing.
Thank you. mentir. Mas nada disso importa.
O que vale é o que a sorte escreveu. Só Deus é quem sabe o amor. Eu não sei nada, só sei que a vida nos prepara cada cilada. E é inútil se tentar fugir da longa estrada. E é inútil se tentar fugir da longa estrada.
Things you say and things you do, they don't Stronger than your past. cross my mind. Beyond each horizon, I find less that I left behind. Oh, how I miss you.
Yeah. Can make him better. coming out of the mind stream. Good evening and welcome. As we envelop spring in our music therapy mind stream, my name is Michael Lewis, DJ Honeycomb of Solo Music Concepts, LTD. Happy birthday to my big brother, Mo. And much love to all of you out there. Sultry Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Brother Man Network and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network, dedicated to the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right here and now, check us out at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network and shout out to my brother Gary, was in the music box taking care of business with my man Fats. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear it because I was out. But I do want you guys to hear this. Now, you all know by this time that I'm not a Bible thumper or one of those cats that recites chapters and verse and all that stuff. And I am spiritual. And I trust my instincts. My instincts have saved my life literally four times. Actually, I could say five, but there's another instance. But for sure, I trust my gut. And I heard something the other day that made me aware of what had happened to me in my situation up north as I was working on the movie. Now, I'll start by simply saying that there's no question whether or not there's good and evil. There's definitely good and there's definitely evil. But what a lot of people don't put together is the fact that in order for evil to exist, there must be a perfect atmosphere. When I say that, I mean the timing has to be right, the situation has to be right. Unfortunately, maybe for you, but it's one of those deals where everything has to, as I heard once in a movie, be flawless for these acts, for this atmosphere to create itself. And I saw examples of that with the emails or texts that bitch Virginia Thomas was giving Mark Meadows. You know, Clarence Thomas's wife. This fucking cow really believed, actually I shouldn't say that because it's insulting the cows, but this cunt actually thought that they could hold back the election on her say-so. Well, not just hers, but a bunch of others. But it was the atmosphere in which it came apart. And of course, what we saw done to the newest Supreme Court justice, and yes, she will be confirmed, by certain cocksuckers in the Congress, that was another example of evil waiting for the perfect moment to manifest itself, where maybe Sister Gal could have said, back the fuck up, motherfucker. Now, they'll say that she has too much class for that, but in reality, sometimes you have to say that, just like that, to certain people because it's the only language they understand. And it is in this atmosphere evil prospers. This is where motherfuckers can tell you, you have no friends. You have no friends. You know, this will not work. You won't get confirmed. None of this shit will manifest itself because we have control. And we know that it may not last long, but for that time frame, it works until the opportunity comes where you can say, fuck you, this will not work. And I have seen that. I have lived it. And I have felt it. And I'm sure that what goes around will eventually come around and take care of business for Ms. Jackson. Because she is for real. She is she's more qualified than half the motherfuckers on the court. But we already know that. As to Mrs. Thomas, well, we can only hope that they follow through and get rid of his ass. Because he shouldn't have been in the first place, Mr. Pubic Hair and a Coke. Somewhere near the hill, should be taking a 2x4 to that motherfucker and going upside his head. But again, in order for evil to exist and to even succeed, there must be a perfect atmosphere. And shit has to fall into place for it to last and maintain itself. Now, fortunately, whoever's looking the fuck out for me, and I'm sure my angels look to see whose assignment they have, they look at it, they see my name, they go, oh, shit, this motherfucker. I'm sure they all say, yeah, we got to look out for Mike again. That's okay. You know why? Because his pluses far outweigh his minuses. Just as that judge's qualifications far outweigh the dirt that these scumbags try to drop on her. So now, we know we must all do something. Because evil prospers when good men and women do nothing. Someone good did something, and that extricated my situation. And we can see it happening in others. And that is why you don't sit by idly when stuff happens. Be aware of it. And that's why instincts are important. You trust your gut. Your gut doesn't lie to you. And most importantly, your gut's there to protect you. That's your early warning system. That's your GPS. So always make sure you take care of it so it can take care of you. Now, I hit my head yesterday, and unfortunately, I have a hard-ass head. But when you land on my floor here, you land literally on concrete. This piece of shit they call a rug ain't no rug. But fortunately, no Alex, no subdermal hematomas for 5,000. I'm good. And you're just sitting here getting back to normalcy as the Tweety Bird has started to leave. So aside from the traditional mind stream that we laid on you tonight, just be aware that next week, the love madness will start, and we will break out our regions to repeat what we did last year with certain groups. And again, we leave it up to you guys. Your votes will tell us who you want to hear, who you love, who did a better job than the other, as you know, we go from 1 through 16 and we pick out who upset who, if there are any upsets. And the love madness will carry on through April. Oh, until my birthday.
Yay.
So as far as spring is concerned, let us continue. Don't forget, 9 o'clock Sundays, we are here doing our thing. It's 9 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern. Mr. Gray is on with the music box. And of course, like I said, Fats was on tonight. I missed up on Fats. I'm going to listen up when the replay hits. And of course, we got the Hump Day special Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, where we get together and we put some good stuff together. Because white supremacy never takes a day off. And we're aware of that. You know, and we found that this was even true in the music we played in the tournament last year. I'm thinking of the movie The Good Shepherd, when Joe Pesci's character was supposed to be this mafiosi who is being extradited to go back to the old country. It's talking about certain ethnic groups have their place in the society. Who even grudgingly, I mean grudgingly, said even the niggas, they have their music. Now, I don't know what kind of cat Mr. Pesci is, but he really reveled in saying that. And it wouldn't be the first time we heard that kind of tone. It wouldn't be the first time that we heard that kind of tone from a politician like Ted Cruz. We should be bitch slapped, or howling, or any of these other losers who went out their way to say, well, yeah, you're qualified, but so what? You're black. We don't believe you. You know, are you really that good? You know, it's always a shut the fuck up moment that makes that thing transcend the situation. And I know Sister Girl had to rear back a couple of times and say, hold up, wait a minute. But she was ready to let it go. But she didn't. And when she ascends to the court, she looks at Clarence Thomas and spits in his face because he's a piece of shit. And his wife's a piece of shit for going this route. We know that this atmosphere has existed in this country in essence for at least the last 10 years where the sheets literally are off and folks aren't pretending anymore to be nice or tolerant. That's the word they use in Canada, tolerant. Shout out to my beautiful daughters, Nikki Lee and Leah Michelle, for reminding me that I have family what ain't blood, and I have blood what ain't family. And no matter what, we make it to the end of the day in one piece. You're safe. And then people who love you, genuinely love you, care about you, that's the good thing. And that's the thing that stands the test of time. You know, if you're traveling out there, everybody, please, I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. We will get back on the funk train Tuesday and ignite some funk for you to make sure that everybody knows that we're still on course with our book Funk from A to Z as we stay on that trip. But for right now, let me get back to work to provide you with some chill. So everyone, please, go safe. Stay safe and be safe. On behalf of all of us here at the tree, ciao for now.
Will everyone please rise? 'Cause in this court, the judge above resides. Jury takes its place. Now, will the plaintiff kindly state his case?
I got a letter today, and cried with every word she had to say. I was so hurt, shame and strain, 'cause that she woman didn't have the nerve to tell me face to face that she was seeing somebody else. All my witnesses testified to how I felt. She didn't tell me she was gonna let me go. I was the last one alive to know. So my son into thinking that her love was mine, all mine. Second
charge
is that she misused me and abused my love to leave me that crime. And I ended up so sad. Yeah.
We have your honor.
Somebody tell me what's it gonna be.
We find the defendant guilty and charged.
I got justice.
take some loneliness, then add a tear or two. Throw in some emptiness, then paint your whole world blue. Sit alone.
la vie en rose. Il m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entre dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais le corps.
Hey girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. And hey girl, I tell you no lie, something deep inside of me's going to die. If you say so, if this is goodbye, me too. How am I supposed to exist without you?
About love. spring would never waken for us girls. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love of fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again.
love you. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Always treat me like a fool, kick me when I'm down, that's your rule. Another guy, you laugh in my face. Lord, how long must I be this way? 'Cause I love you. Oh, baby, baby, baby. You're gone.
Stay in the black. We'll be back Tuesday as we continue to tell the funk story from A to Z. Everybody, please go safe and stay safe. Be safe. Good night.